Hello, beautiful. This is Julia from juliatreat.com. And I want to talk to you today about reframing everything and why that is the key to changing your life. I mean, it's as basic as that, as simple as that. But here's the thing, as we have all these stories and conditions and programs, and habits, you know, the habits of reacting a certain way, that kind of hinders our ability to reframe something even immediately. So let's tune in and understand, you know, how do we react to things if they do not turn out how we thought they should? How can we move into that space of reframing it to know that something more amazing is showing up because this didn't happen? As you are up-leveling vibrationally, you have the capacity to affect so many souls around you. I was reminded of this today as I arrived at the airport to fly out to Arizona and arrived at the airport and then received a text message as soon as Michael had driven off that my flight was delayed. And here's another cool thing is that the woman at the counter is actually a client and friend of mine from years ago. And I didn't even know she worked at the airport. I think she just started recently. But, you know, I got to see her and she took such good care of me and we worked on trying to figure the flight out. And if I actually would have left, then I would have to stay the night in Detroit and then travel on to Phoenix the next day. And I said, well, what are the, you know, if possible, I'd rather just spend the night here at home and, you know, get out in the morning. Maybe, do you have a morning flight? So I had zero reaction when I found out it was delayed and that I would not make my connecting flight, which meant I would not get to Arizona tonight. Zero reaction. I mean, I didn't even have to fight it. I realized that how far I'd come because it didn't affect me in any way. Because number one, I know if something happens, so my flight, you're not going tonight or you're not going at this time. I know there was a reason and it's beyond me and I'm fine with that. So turns out it was a mechanical issue with the plane and my new flight is leaving at 5:55 in the morning. 5:55, transformation. Which I am going through. It's not something I'm waiting for. I'm going through it because I just proved it when my flight didn't work out. But here's the cool thing. As I, you know, so I reframe everything into this is working out perfectly for me. So when they say your flight, you are not going to make it in time to get to your next flight to get to Arizona tonight, I say immediately everything is working out perfectly for me. Okay. And I just said, okay, well, let's just find the next best thing. And they were floored at my positive demeanor. But the cool thing is, and what I realized, is because my vibe was so high at that ticket counter. Number one, the women were calmer. I said, hey, it's no worries. You know, with everything going on with the weather, I mean, this stuff happens anyway. And now it's mechanical. So what? There's worse things to get upset about. Like, really? So everyone that went up to the counter, you know, next to me, everyone was finding out that they couldn't get to where they needed to be tonight. And everybody was so calm and cooperative and actually very, very sweet to the ticket agents. And I looked around and I said, holy cow, I am powerful. My vibe has changed the vibe in this entire space. You know, people tell me all the time that when I'm around, they just feel good or that I can shift a room or that I, you know, it's not just me. You have the power to do that too. But it starts with you. It starts with you. So as we've moved through this, you know, shifting and transformational work, I want you to kind of begin to really hone in and say, what's still pissing me off? What am I reacting to? What am I still trying to control? And what am I still deciding that I know what's best so it should turn out this way, right? That's how most people would react with the whole plane ticket situation. Or they'd be demanding that the airline do something for them and put them in a hotel and, all that BS stuff. I'm not saying they shouldn't sometimes, but we really can act like spoiled brats. I'm just being honest. So what do you need to still reframe? Catching yourself at that moment that something happens and just taking a breath and saying, isn't that interesting? And saying that immediately, catching yourself and saying, isn't that interesting? That just takes the judgment out of everything in an instant. Hey, Miss Treat, your plane's not going to make it in time for you to get to your next one. Well, isn't that interesting? Okay. Well, everything's working out perfectly for me, so I know this was done for me, not to me. So let's just figure out the next best thing. The women's eyes were so big, they were like floored that I even said that. And I said, it's a beautiful place to be, to just realize that I'm not controlling anything. And so I can just go with the flow, whatever happens, that it just rolls off me because I refuse to allow myself to react in any other way. So take a step back, take a look inside, and just say, with love for yourself, I can do a little bit better. I can do a little bit better. All right, I can let go of this stuff that I'm stuck in my ways on, or, just I can do a little bit better. And I always say, angels, just help me do better. Help me do better. Help me catch myself sooner. Help me, not react. Help me. These are things I said along my journey. So you have the same team, your own team, actually, that's ready to help you do that. So angels, help me get into that mode of reframing everything, letting go of control, saying, isn't this interesting? And everything's working out perfectly for me. And hallelujah, Jesus, I love my life. All right, I am sending massive love to you. The light in me sees the light in you. And I promise it is so divine. Namaste.